من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our nations. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify, O believers, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And welcome to all of you for continuation of our tafsir classes. Today is the sixth class, and with a new surah in the last juz, which is surah number 80, Surah Abasa. He frowned. The surah Abasa, surah number 80. Surah is Makkiyah, is a Meccan surah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the migration. And this surah consists of 42 verses. And this surah also deals with the matter of Aqidah and the revelation of the Quran and the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning the creation of mankind and the plants and the food. Also, the surah talks about the day of judgment. As usually, we recite the verses in Arabic, and after this we go word by word meaning. After this we give a general meaning, and we go to the tafsir after this. And today, inshallah, by Allah's will, we're going to be talking about verse 1 up to verse number 60 إن شاء الله. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة verse number 1 عبس وتولى. عبس is a verb, past tense, which means he frowned. And تولى turned away. Verse number 2. أن جاءه الأعمى. And because or that جاءه is a verb and pronoun connected together. The verb is جَاءَ, past tense, came. The ha is a pronoun referring to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. جَاءَهُ, came to him. الْأَعْمَى, the blind man. Verse number 3. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. يدريك inform is a verb from أدرك يدرك to know, to get to know. Inform and the كاف is a pronoun connected to the verb يدري inform you. لعله perhaps and the ها is a pronoun لعله perhaps that he may يزكى become pure. Verse number 4 أو يذكروا تنفعه الذكرى أو يذكر. get admonishment فتنفعه from the نفع the profit فتنفعه to profit him to profit him to profit him الذكرى the admonishment verse number 5 أما من استغنى أما as for من who استغنى is a verb which means sufficient, self-sufficient, became self-sufficient. Fa then anta you pronoun lahu preposition with the pronoun connected together. La means to, and the ha is a pronoun means him. Lahu to him. Tasadda a verb, attend. Or to approach. Verse number 7. وما عليك ألا يزكى و أن ما what عليك upon you ألا if not يزكى become pure verse number 8 وأما من جاءك يسعى و إن أما بعد من هو جاءك a verb and a pronoun جاء means came جاءك came to you يسعى a verb in the past tense in the excuse me the present tense means running verse number 9 وهو يخشى و means an هو is a pronoun means he يخشى afraid verse 10 فأنت عنه تلهى فذن أنت you the pronoun تلهى من الله unmindful. Verse number 11. كلا إنها تذكرة. كلا أرتغز which means nay. إنها إن means indeed. ها is a pronoun. تذكرة a noun, admonishment, an admonishment. Verse number 12. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ فَمَنْ so whosoever شَاءَ is a verb, means will. Zakara, zakara is a verb and the ha is a pronoun referring to the tazkira. Zakara means to remember. Verse number 13. في صحف مكرمة. في means in. صحف means records. مكرمة honored. Verse 14. مرفوعة مطهرة. مرفوعة exalted. مطهرة purified. Verse number 15. بأيدي سفرة. The باء is the article حرف which means with or by. أيدي is a noun plural which hands means hands. سفرة angel. It's a description for the angels, although the word means scribes, the one who writes. Verse number 16. كرام بررة. كرام from the Canuck. Honorable, barara, pious, obedient, the general meaning for the surah, surah number 80, surah Abasa, he frowned, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. He frowned and turned away because if there came to him the blind man. And how can you know that he might become pure or he might receive admonish? he might receive admonition. And the admonition might provide him, might profit him. As for him who thinks himself self-sufficient, to him you attend, what does it matter to you if he will not become pure? But as to him who come to you running and is afraid of him, you are neglectful and divert your attention to another. Nay, indeed it is an admonition. So whosoever wills, let him pay attention to it. In records held in honor, exalted, purified, in the hands of scribes, honorable and obedient. في التفسير إن شاء الله الله سبحانه وتعالى in this surah, surah Abasa, which the meaning of it is to make up, to make face, to frown, to show unsatisfaction in your heart, in your face, towards what's going on. And this surah is talking about a person who did this act. It didn't say who did it, but because this is a form of admonishment, and the person who did such act is so dear and loved by Allah. So as a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing him indirectly, as if somebody else did the act. So Allah is saying, عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّ, frown and turn away. And we understand that this is addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is indirectly speech. Because as we said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so dearer to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us also how we supposed to address the Prophet and how we supposed to talk to him and deal with him, not like any other human being. Although that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disapproved the action and the way how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had addressed this position and this case. So he said, frown and turn away. As if he's saying, somebody did this. He made face and he turned away. And this happened because what? Because the blind had came to him. The blind man. Again, the surah teach us something else. Doesn't matter what the person look like. His height, his skin color, his position in the society doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if he ill or well. If he is handicapped, or whatever it is, poor, still we have to address him in the proper way, welcome him in a manner that he deserves, especially if he is a believer, number one. Number two, he's coming to ask about Islam and to learn more about the deen of Allah. So now we have to give him the proper welcome and the proper attention. And there is a story behind this incident. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so busy and occupied with the chiefs of Quraysh, trying to give them da'wah, with the assumption that if the chiefs of Quraysh and the leaders of the Arab accepted Islam, all the people will come in groups, crowded, running to Islam. Because most of the people, especially in Arabia, they have great respect to their chiefs and their leaders. And they usually follow their leaders. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so involved in a good deed and a noble act, which is the da'wah to Allah. And he was targeting the chiefs and the leaders of Quraysh, hoping that they will listen to him and accept the Islam. As a result of this, the people will come after them. But in the same moment, here is a blind man, Abdullah ibn Maktoum, may Allah be pleased with him. He came in the same time, asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the deen and more understanding about how he's supposed to practice his deen. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he frowned, he made a face and turned away from him, i.e. he didn't pay him attention and kept talking to the chiefs and the noble people among the Quraysh people. While Abdullah ibn Maktoum, the blind man, keep saying, O Prophet of Allah, teach me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately sent the Quran to admonish the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this way of dealing with the blind man. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. Why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned away? Why he made face? Because there came to him the blind man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, after the first and the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Prophet directly. And he's saying to him, and how can you know that he might become pure from sins? Or he might receive admonition? So this man that you're turning away from him, perhaps he is the right person to teach him. Perhaps he is the right person to give your attention to him. This blind man coming seeking information, to purify his soul from the sins and from the evil deed. By doing good deed, he want to learn to improve himself. All that he want a reminder, so the reminder will help him. And this is what, brothers and sisters, we need to know. And we need always to keep in mind, when we go to class, when we sit to learn, we don't sit down for any reason, except to this reason, that we try to purify our souls, that we try to clean our sins, that we try to improve our condition, that we looking for a word that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it as a means to turn us from sins to good deeds, from evil to something right, a word which it may bring us closer more to Allah. This always has to be in our mind. This always has to be in our heart. We are not learning to keep adieu and debate with others. We are not trying to get more knowledge so we can compete with each other, or that we can show off with our knowledge, but for purpose of purifying our souls, improve our conditions, that it may bring us closer to the pleasure of Allah, increase us in taqwa and the fear of Allah. And the admonition continuing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying, "Amma man istaghna, fa anta lahu tasadda." As for him who thinks himself self-sufficient because he has money, because he has a position, those people, the head of Quraysh, the chiefs of the Arabs, they think they are a big shot, good ones, because their position and their money, they feel that they don't need what you got, Muhammad. They feel that this can help them, especially in this dunya, and maybe also in the hereafter. They think their children, their money, their position, it makes them good. They are not concerned about this knowledge. They are not concerned about this guidance. They are not paying attention to what you're saying. But look at you, Muhammad. You try to turn to them, running behind them, giving them your full attention. But وَمَا عَلَيْكَ عَلَيْذَكَ, what is it going to harm you if this person received the information or no? If he became a Muslim or no? This is not your job. Don't worry about it. You preach the message. Those who want to hear it, alhamdulillah. Those who don't want to hear it, it's too bad for them. Your job is a warner. Give the class. Whosoever come, alhamdulillah. Those who don't come, mashallah. This between them and Allah. Make the information available. Don't cry over anybody. Don't beg anybody. Don't neglect somebody coming to you and giving your attention to somebody who is not even thinking about you. Make the information available for everybody. The Muslims and the non-Muslims, the sick and the well, the healthy, the rich, the poor, the black, the white, make the information available. Those who would like to receive it, good. Those who don't, they're busy with something else, they think their jobs, their degree, their money, going to help them, don't worry about those people. Because they are not supposed to be worrying about people being Muslim or not. Your job is to deliver the message. So don't give the people too much attention more than they deserve it, make the information available, and this is it. And by the way, أما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى. Nay. So the person who self that is selfish sufficient, to him you attend, and to him to pay attention, and to him you try to run behind him. What does this matter? What does it matter to you if he will not become a Muslim or not? If he's going to profile himself from kufr or not? If he's going to give up his shirk and his idol's worship or not? But as to him who comes to you running, and pay attention to this now. You see? Somebody here coming all the way to you. Somebody coming even asking you about the Islam and the deen and the ruling of Islam. And he trying to profile himself. And he is afraid of Allah and the punishment of Allah. Of him you are neglectful and divert your intention to another. It's not supposed to be the way. As for the one who coming to you, and this what is supposed to be our attitude, brothers and sisters, that when we know that there is a knowledge, there is something bring us closer to Allah, that we supposed to hasten to it, not dragging our feet. Because this the good of the good for us for this life and the hereafter. We need to learn how to stop dragging our feet towards the knowledge, towards the masajid, towards the places of knowledge, towards getting the proper information about this deen, because this what brings the khashya of Allah and the fear of Allah in our hearts. This was going to bring us closer to Allah, closer to Jannah. And this was going to put us a distance away from the wrath and the punishment of Allah and away from hellfire. And for the teacher, and for the prophet, and for the messenger, is not supposed to turn away to the one who coming all the way to him, seeking the admonition and seeking the profiling his soul and seeking getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, Allah said, Kalla, that means don't do this again. Nay. Nay, don't do like this. No more. It happened one time. Now you need to learn a lesson from it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, this is admonishment. Indeed, this is an admonishment. This is supposed to be kalla innaha tadhkira. So remember this. Keep it in mind. Don't turn away from the poor one. Neither go running behind the rich one. Make the information available for everybody and give everybody what he deserves, especially those who come in seeking it, try to learn it. Indeed, it is a tazkira. So whosoever wants and will, let him pay attention to it. This Quran, and this Maw'idah, and these verses, and these things which remind us about Allah, and remind us about the Day of Judgment, and the Hereafter, and the Jannah, and the nar, all these things is for to remind us, to waken us, to keep us on the track, on the sirat. And this admonition, and this admonishment, and this verses are in suhufin mukarramah. It's written and recorded in pages and in rakib scriptures and rakib. How Allah described it? Mukarramah, honorable, with Allah, has knowledge, has wisdom, has light, has iman. It coming from the protect tablet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it to be exalted and to be protected and to be profiled. None can touch it except the pure one, away from the kuffar and away from the shayateen. Only the safara holding to it, only the angels, only those who carry the revelation between Allah and His messengers, only those ones who never disobey Allah and they always carry the command of Allah, they are the one who carry it, they are the one who touch it. So this Quran and this beneficial knowledge is in the mother of the book, is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, is protected and respected and honored. So whosoever wills and whosoever have intention and want and fear the standing before Allah, let him learn about it, let him benefit from it, let him take maw'izah out of it. And this suhuf, and these books, and this word, and these verses are in a tablet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, high and exalted, honorable. Suhuf mukarrama, marfu'at mutahhara, bi'aydi safara. Only the pure one can touch it. Who are the safara? The one who writes, and the one who carried the revelation, and the one who communicated to the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are honorable because they never disobey Allah. They never do haram things. They righteous, they obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, this was an incident which happened with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's supposed to be a lesson for us as teachers and as a da'iyah, people who inviting people to the call of Allah, and to let us know what is our job. Guidance is not in our hands. Allah guides whom He pleases. Our job is to invite, is to call the people, or to make the information available, but we could not turn the hearts of the people. Neither we're going to kiss anybody's hand to accept the Islam. We present it in the proper way, in a decent way, but in the same time, we have to be fair in our distribution, and we make it available for everybody. Doesn't matter what skin color, what background, we made the information available. Whosoever want to take it, they are benefit their own self, nobody else. And those who turn away from it, because they self, they think they are self-sufficient, or that they are too good to listen to this, forget about them. Allah will take care of them, and focus your intention and your intention on those who comes asking for it, make themselves available to learn it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them, inshaAllah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة. Inshallah, with this we come to the end of our class today. If anybody has any question related to the subject, please feel free to ask. May Allah reward you for listening. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this beneficial for me and you, inshallah, and to all those who may listen to it, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. الله سبحانه وتعالى knows best.